Well, you get caught cheating, 9 times out of 10, if you plan on staying with this woman, she's gonna get back. She's gonna get back. So you meet a woman, just be good to her, man. Don't even do wrong to her. Love her, because she's gonna get back. I promise you. And even if she don't get back, she's gonna get back because she's gonna leave your ass.
Quick disclaimer. Welcome to the We're Not Experts podcast. What you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to be taken literally. Just like any other information, you need to do your research first. We're not experts, but you should also research information that these quote unquote experts tell you anyway. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Cue the theme music. What's going on? It's your boy Tez Reacts, back at it again with another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. Mag here, be here, Mag here, be here. I feel like I say this shit every single time, but we're about to go ahead. We're about to talk about some stuff. All right, first and foremost, I'm going to tell y'all how I'm doing this time, all right? Because nobody ever asked me how I'm doing, so I'm going to just go ahead and I'm going to just put it out there, all right? So, truth be told, I'm extremely tired. I got on a flight yesterday, so the hurricane happened. I expected it to be delayed anyway, but the delays that we had wasn't even because of the actual hurricane or nothing like that. It was because they were having issues with the planes. And I always talk shit about Boeings anyway, and we ended up on a Boeing 737, and the first plane was all fucked up. So then we ended up getting on the second plane. The second plane was jacked up too, but I guess they ended up fixing the right wing with some tape or something. And that's the way that they explained it to it. And yeah, now I'm back home. So,
man, it ain't the manufacturer, man. What you was flying? Spirit?
Nah, flying American. I mean, American ain't up there, but they like mid-tier, you know?
Americans up there. Flying Spirit or Frontier or some shit like that, man. You're in trouble.
Hey, man, I'm a real Spirit Frontier flyer.
I ain't gonna lie, my last flight was on Frontier, so I'm over here capping.
I don't discriminate, man, unless it's a real far flight, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, I couldn't imagine being on a Spirit flight for longer than, 2 hours.
Never catch a Spirit flight to Cali. I mean, work from Michigan to Cali. Oh, my God. Might die.
Shit, they tell me they just fixed the wing with a motherfucking tape. I'm pulling the emergency door, sliding down that motherfucker. I'm walking my ass back to the terminal.
I ain't not thought about it, but by that time, we had already been delayed 2 hours. So I was like, yeah.
Hey, you ain't never been on a Spirit flight and it's all like a horror movie.
No, I have. I ain't gonna lie to you. Every single time I get on Spirit, it's not a good time.
Hey, yeah. Shout out Spirit, man.
Yeah. All those flights, you gotta, even if you're not religious, you gotta pray.
Well, for sure.
You gotta pray to whoever you pray to, because you end up all jacked up on the flight.
No, speaking of that, man, when I was on this last Frontier flight, I know we're on this intro shit, we're fucking, right? Now I was on a Frontier flight, you know, the AC shit that kicks it looked like smoke kind of AC.
Yeah.
And when the airplane was about to start taxiing, it was this fucking dude sitting across from me, right? And then the fucking AC got really strong, so it looked like smoke, but you can tell that it ain't smoke. And this motherfucker was like, yo, ain't something ain't fucking right. Something ain't right. What's going on here? I can't see up front. What's going on? Then I'm like, I saw the lady in the back starting to get up, but then the airplane just took off. I was like, if this nigga would have stopped the small fucking flight, I'd have got up and whooped his ass. You know what I mean? That shit pissed me off, bro.
And that's what I'm saying. It's like, I didn't want to fuck up the flight for everybody else. And I'm like, dog, y'all fixing the plane with tape right now. It's like, how you expecting motherfuckers to react to that news? Like, sometimes y'all, them pilots got to keep some of that news to their damn self.
He said the quiet part out loud.
Yeah, he did.
Bill said they fixing the plane, right?
He said it multiple times, too. And that's what made it worse. He was like, yeah, I think they're going to just go ahead and put some, electrical tape. And whatever he was saying, I was like, dog, they fixing the plane with tape right now.
Hell no, let me on.
Hey, I made it.
We 92% chance.
Okay, so first and foremost, right? I was watching TikToks, and you know they be doing they do the ranking of like different stuff. But I saw one that was real interesting, right? I saw one where they were talking about the like scary movie icons, right? And they were pretty much just going down a list, and they're ranking the ones that they think they could fuck up. All right, so let me ask y'all, out of all the scary movie icons, like who you think is the one you knocking out first?
Shit, the leprechaun, little ass nigga. Well, no, Chuck, y'all fucking them up. I'm just kicking the fuck out of that.
So
Straight
is
up.
y'all going off y'all? Is y'all going off like weakness or like fucking like the scariest? Like
No, like if you knew everything, like if you watched all the movies before, right? And you know how to beat this person, like who would be the one that you would like you would try to box first?
what? I gotta take off. I gotta take Mike out.
Mike,
I
let's
gotta
be
go. Mike got. I'm just saying, cause he the strongest. For real, I don't want to box him, but shit. The
I ain't talking
easiest
about running the
takeout, the
gauntlet. I'm like,
easiest takeout.
if you had to choose one, who you
Oh,
choosing?
invited, I'm choosing Tails from the crib. Come on, bring your ass here. Come on, I'm knocking him clean out. Clean out, straight up.
Breaking all his bones and shit.
Man, that letter, irritating ass letter.
About you, man.
So I said, man, I mean, I'm going for them little, like, listen, if I had to pick one, like, they like, yo, you got to get at it with one of these motherfuckers. I'm picking up my little niggas, man. Chucky. You know what I mean? Kicking the shit out of him with his little ass knife. What the fuck you going to do to me? I mean.
I'll do you one better, right? The dude from Scream, Ghostface. I am dog walking his monkey ass.
Oh no, he kind of tall.
No, he not. It's a different one every movie. And the first one, it was just two high school kids running around
Yeah.
slapping motherfuckers. He got an 8-inch blade.
And
I think.
you know who I'm not going after? Remember Phantasm?
Yeah.
That tall motherfucker. I ain't fucking with him, but I don't know his name, but that was one of the scariest villains. Growing up.
Yeah, nah. Like anybody that's like demonic or like any of that superhuman stuff, I ain't fucking with none of them. So, and Michael
But
Myers, he's out. I'm not running the gauntlet with Michael Myers.
yeah,
Yeah, me either.
I ain't fucking with Texas Chainsaw. I ain't fucking with hell. Leatherface. I ain't fucking with.
Nah, I ain't fucking
You
with
right. You
either.
right. Michael Myers be the last nigga I run up on. So you right. Shit, I ain't running up on that nigga.
Nah, you leave him right where he at.
You at?
The crazy thing about Michael Myers was he ain't never even run. Like he's not rushing to get you either.
Like Jason and shit. I know that's probably like older and shit, but and I ain't never seen that nigga run not one
A
time.
lot of them don't run though. A lot of them don't fucking run. They just walk. They gonna get you.
And you running the whole time.
Whole time you running for your life, tripping. All right, still I ain't stay tripping. They stay full.
And to me, the scariest part about Michael Myers was the fact that he was just a regular ass dude just running around stabbing motherfuckers.
Hey, just imagine you running full fucking speed and motherfucker just walking. My said.
Shoot this motherfucker with a shotgun, he don't die.
Where?
Like I'm gonna be real. I take a lot of pride in the fact that I have a gun and I'm able to like shoot somebody and they die. But it's like if you shoot a motherfucker and he's still walking towards you, that's a whole different level of scary right there.
Yeah, that'd be a whole nother conversation for me. I was just thinking about some shit now. Now, I be thinking about situations and certain situations I'll have with a pistol because I carry two. But like in certain situations, let me ask you a question real quick. This is off topic, just a quick question, right? In this situation, say I'm at the gas station, and two motherfuckers having a shootout in front of me. What am I supposed to do in this situation? Take both of them out? Get the fuck out? Like, what do I do? You know what I'm saying? In that situation.
Honestly, unless they shoot at me directly, I ain't shooting them.
Right, leave them the
But
fuck
it's
alone.
bullets flying. You got kids over here. You got civilians there. Like, what do you really do? Like, be honest. You really just gonna mind your business and let them keep shooting each other? It's fucking kids, all type of shit. Like, that's what you gonna do? That's really what you gonna do?
Hey, but that's what I'm saying. You gonna fuck around and go to jail just for intervening.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, from a from a standpoint of like the legal standpoint, you're not gonna be like, you can't, it's not a good shot. Not
so the whole joint the shootout. Why he been
pretty much. And that's the sad reality about like having a pistol permit or whatnot. It's just, I guess, well, so depending on the situation, if you word it the right way, because that's what I was told when I was doing my concealed carry class, was if it's worded like a certain way, like I felt threatened for my life, the person pulled out a gun and I shot, 9 times out of 10, it'll be a good shot. Like, you'll be okay. But I always worry about, you know, doing certain shit while being black, right? I always worry about the fact, like, if I ever pull out my gun and I shoot somebody in a situation like that, it's going to be a lot more, like, yellow tape around it than what it needs to be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree with that. Because, too, man, you have to understand where your round's going. If you're missing, where they found it, where they find it, or, you know, because if people, like, in the area, you know what I mean, that can still be, what the fuck they call it. And not the attempt, but because if you have people in the area that could have been shot too, you know what I mean? Like, you know, you're getting yourself in a bunch of shit. So it, just like you said, if they ain't shooting at you, man, leave that shit the fuck alone.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Unless you know, like, you are in danger, and just once you tell the cops that, and then they'll let you know.
Motherfuckers pulling up, shooting Dracos. Do, 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 do. And they fucking 7-8 feet away from me, 10 feet away from me. I'm supposed to just out of my business. It's tough.
On your business. Yeah, vigilante, man. Don't be a vigilante.
Man, I'm at Detroit, Michigan, man. I don't know about all that. They get it pulling up shooting, bro. You been and shot everybody, bro. No. I be thinking about situations though, like, damn, man. I am in charge of a lot of shit. Like, when I go to Rome, I'm like, shit, I got 17 bullets. Right, it's 16 people in here. We head counting sometimes. Yeah, same raw with me that I had on.
And be real with yourself, though. 17 bullets. You're not hitting everybody.
Shit, I might be on my John Wick shit. You don't know.
I know you. You know how hard it is.
Shit, if we up close, I'm shooting all the motherfuckers. We up close, all right, everybody getting this. I've been and took three niggas out with one bullet. You ain't never take three niggas out with one bullet.
Next thing you talking about, he curving that shit around the corner and shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, your
life in danger.
You hollow, man. Why are we shooting everybody in the damn room? That's why you get hollows.
I got hollows. I got 7 channel on that.
But yeah. All right, but moving on from that, right? So let me ask y'all this, right? So when you really, really like messing with a woman, right? How do y'all know that y'all are at, like, how you know you actually like into that woman? How you know you love that woman for real?
You got me.
Yeah, me personally, it's a feeling. I feel it before I like say, okay, I'm led this person. Like, you seen this, it's sound like you don't feel it personally. You may feel it for more than one person too, but that one don't really feel it, especially at that time. I don't know if everybody felt like that felt, but at that time, you're straight.
That's true. I mean, I'm going right off piggybacking that one. Like, you know, you do have that feeling you start doing shit unconsciously. Right, like myself, I know it when I started doing shit. Like, I'm like, damn, I didn't even think about it. I just did that shit, you know what I mean? Just cause, you know what I mean? I went and grabbed something just cause, you know? That's how I know, you know what I mean? Like, damn, I'm actually feeling this person, you know what I mean? That's how I know. I mean, I don't know any other sign.
No, for me, it's a little bit different. I know when I really love somebody when they really start to piss me off. Like, from the stuff that they say and that they do. Because honestly, if I'm with a woman that I don't really care too much about, and she can do and say whatever she wants, and I just be like, ah, that's cute. But when it's that one that I really, really feel it, even if she moved, like, just the way she moving, if she even moving normal, and I'm kind of just sitting back and I'm paying attention to certain stuff, I get mad at the idea that I feel this way about this person, because then I'm worried about them moving a certain way. I think when I'm more or less like in love, there's like a fear aspect that comes into it, and then I also get mad. And then it's like also that person's words tend to sting a lot worse than any other words. So like,
I agree with you. I agree with you.
just say for instance, like my wife could be like, she could come in the house, she could be like, dang, like the house look real dirty, and immediately my brain goes to, what do you mean? Like, I've been out here, working hard all day. Like, and then it'll turn into a whole little argument. You know what I'm saying? Like, the fact that I know that I care so much about this person's opinion of me is how I know that I'm in love with them.
I mean, overall, that's what we're saying. You start doing stuff outside of who you are. You know what I mean? I'm guessing
Yeah,
that's.
she can trigger you. She can trigger you quicker than somebody else can.
Yeah, absolutely.
It shouldn't be like that neither, that way. It's like that. Sure.
But I don't know, man. I don't ever think I was ever really, really in love, so I wouldn't know about how to help y'all.
Nah, that's how I know. Like I got, that's how I know I was in love with somebody, because it's like for a lot of times in my life, is just dealing with just women in general. You can just deal with them and just they do some goofy shit. You'd be like, man, get the fuck out of here. Like I'm done.
And that's why I remember when we was having that conversation a while ago about, relationship and then toxic relationships. And sometimes when people are in love, man, they can put up with anything. You see what I'm saying? Like they go do fucking anything, right? So that's why they'll sit there and cut you motherfucking tire. And next thing you know, they cooking you fucking dinner. Shit crazy. You know what I mean? Make you do shit that you wouldn't even do. But they love one another, so sometimes you just have to leave them the fuck alone.
Hell yeah, that boy Mac over there cooking, because he just gave us the perfect segue to our next topic. The biggest toxic relationship I ever seen. Or not the, nah, they're not the worst. I mean, I've seen worse, but
Moving up, they moving up.
Cardi B and Offset. All right. And I kind of want to, Mac, are you know what's going on between the two of them or no?
Yeah, that's me. And obviously, I'm not, staying up to date on a lot of this. I don't even know what to consider it at this point, this culture. But nah, that shit is so obvious where everybody's talking about it. Like I'm up to date with it to the most extent.
Got you. Well, I'm gonna play this video. It's a quick little video about Cardi B kind of airing out everything that she's feeling with Offset.
For you, and I've always been too good for you. I've been too good for you. I've been too good for anything that is associated to you. So you gotta fuck other bitches to make yourself feel better, because I make you feel so low about yourself. Because I don't make you feel like you're that nigga in this home. So that's what you gotta do. So you out here trying to hurt my feelings because you fucking the next bitch. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Cause them hoes ain't if pussy ain't good enough that I be out of you crashing out all weekend. You was mad happy today when I fucking called you today. And the only reason why I called you today is because I'm trying to change my son's school and I need your approval. Other than that, nigga, fuck you. I don't care. Fuck the world. Fuck my ops. I'm gonna fuck your ops. That's why I'm fucking your ops. Yeah, of course, because you don't move with integrity. You're not a street nigga. That's what you do. That's what you do. Well, I'm gonna go fuck your ops. Goo goo boo hoo, nigga. I don't give a fuck. You could fuck my ops. You could fuck my friends, nigga. I don't give a shit. You're lame to me, and you will never equate to me. And it's crazy that I even let you even play with me for such a fucking long time, because you're not even a real right nigga for me. I make you look good, nigga. Fuck you. Look at the bitch I'm fucking. Fuck you. I don't care. Look at the bitches that I'm fucking. I'ma fuck all your ops. I'ma fuck her. Matter of fact, oh, look at this. I don't want to see it. So what? You was gonna fuck them anyways, nigga. All you gotta do is get fucking drunk. And them bitches gonna throw you that pussy for 2,000. Bitches gotta survive out here. Bitches gotta survive out here, nigga. Oh, now I'ma fuck them bitches. Now I'ma fuck bitches. Okay, you could do that. You was gonna do.
Yeah, I'm gonna stop it there because it's kind of much of the same, right? But
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of conversations to be had just about their relationship and whatnot. And I'm trying to figure out where I want to start. All right, so just to add a little bit more into it, right? So they just had a baby. I mean, everybody knows Aussie has been cheating throughout the marriage, pretty much like for a good portion of it. But yeah, so she got pregnant with him again this last time. She announced the divorce, and then the baby came. He was in the hospital. And then I guess there was rumors circulating that she was having sex with somebody else while she was pregnant. And then, he tried to blast her while she was on IG Live. And then moving on from that, like after he tried to blast her, she goes on the Twitter and she says something along the lines of, what did she say?
And is.
Oh, yeah, she said, well, yeah, she said she, yeah, and did. And then she also said she was fucking on Takeoff.
And is. She ain't basically saying she was fucking on Takeoff. She just said they relationship was close.
Man, yeah, but she tried to make it seem a way in order to make him, even if they weren't having sex, she said it to kind of make him feel a way.
Yeah, because you.
My take on it is they both wrong. I feel like he's the common denominator of wrong. But and this is why we talk about like the whole hypergamy thing, because if well, she from the start felt like she was better than him. And she even kind of like said it, and she kind of spoke to it, like in the video. She said, you always felt like you wasn't good enough for me, so you went out here and you was fucking other women in order to make you feel good about yourself because you felt like you weren't good enough for me. And I think that happens a lot more than people want to believe.
First off, same shit that's happening with Cardi B and Offset is it. 9 times out of 10, I don't want it to happen. 9 times out of 10, it might happen to A$AP Rocky and Rihanna. First off, it's two different tax brackets. Even though the money not weighing out, she's making way more money in this household. Go be my peasant. What the fuck I tell you, or get the fuck out of my face. You gotta understand, so I can probably get everybody in the world after her, the richest men. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, think about the two people, the two individuals we talking about. We talking about two rappers that rap about this shit. And that, so it's the lifestyle. So, of course, they living it. Of course, also striking bitches and Cardi B throwing pussy on the side, on the lows. Like, she just not coming out saying this. She probably been doing it. But what I'm saying is, these are two individuals that you got a street nigga and an ex-stripper. What the fuck do y'all expect? It's gonna be a lot of, what do you say? You fuck while my baby was in you. And then it's gonna be a lot of and then all the rest of the year. So
Yeah, I think
that's
that's
my.
that. I think that's like the biggest phrase is about to come out of this because you're gonna hear.
Somebody about to make a song called and then, or if they did already, and then.
And it's gonna be lit.
That's just how it go. And now the hoes gonna be cutting up just like Cardi, fucking with the babies. And even though they've been doing it, like, man, I go out there about these women, man. I just let them be them, man. Let them be true spirits and let them in their life.
To me, it's mind-boggling. Like, I don't know, social media is always just, it's the weirdest thing in the world because you got everybody who ain't qualified to have an opinion, us included, to have an opinion. And it's like, sometimes I don't want to hear what the fuck Tom, Dick, and Harry that work at McDonald's got to say about motherfuckers' relationships. But it's just, you constantly hear just the arguments from both sides. My take on it is I do think that they both wrong. I do think he's more in the wrong than she is. But I also don't, that whole revenge, like getting revenge after you done like you done left, what they call it, the get back culture. That get back bullshit, I think that's all, that's a fucked up way to be.
That's crazy because I woke up this morning and I was thinking about that whole little situation that is real. If you're cheating or you get caught cheating, 9 times out of 10, if you plan on staying with this woman, she's going get back. So don't get back. So you meet a woman, just be good to her, man. Don't even do wrong to her. Love her because she's going to get back. I promise you. And even if she don't get back, she's gonna get back because she's gonna leave your ass. So that's even more get back. Now she really gonna fuck the world. So it's, I'm like, just do right by these women, man. I'm getting older, man. So I'm tired of playing for everybody, man. I done lived that life off set. Living, so I don't know.
That constantly having, my bad, Mac, it looked like you was about to say something, but that constantly having to look over your shoulder shit in a relationship is not a good way to be. Because it's like, once you done cheated for real, then you come back home and in a way you still feel like a piece of shit. And then once it comes out that you've been cheating, then you're pretty much looking over your shoulder and you questioning the relationship anyway. So plain and simple, it's easier to just
and they question a relationship. What goes through a woman's mind when she figure out that you're messing with another woman? Man, they be probably a million things going through their mind. So they trying to do a little bit of everything. And not just sex, but you know, shit. Other men, other attention, you start seeing little shit. It come out, it unravels like a candy wrap.
Yeah. That's shit crazy though, man. I mean, I'd agree with what both of you guys were saying, and I think Tez, you kind of like was hitting on it. Well, no, B, you was hitting on it, saying it's the same thing with ASAP and fucking and Rihanna, right? I mean, when you have like the two males in that situation is dating up, and on some real shit, like just like she said, she feel like he had to that get back, right? He have to do something to feel like he's the man of the house. So if he had to go out there and cheat, he had to make her feel some type of way because he knew he was inferior in the relationship. And what I'm getting at with that is like most dudes can't survive in that kind of in that kind of living. Like that would be easy work for me, but some dudes just can't do it, right? They can't feel like, you know, they're not the breadwinner in that relationship. So that shit was doomed for failure anyways, man. It's just like what the red pill saying for the most part, right? Women are hypergamous, just like you were saying, Tez, right? They're seeking someone with more than they have, and if they feel like they have to support you, that's just not a relationship for them. I don't know, right? I'm not a professional in that, so I can't really tell you. I know if my chick make more money than me, I'm gonna be a good old boy, right? Be right up in there cooking, cleaning, whatever the fuck she want. You know what I mean?
Well, that's why I think ASAP Rocky is. I don't think, because he's not out here moving like Offset would.
I mean, and once he do, it's gonna be all the same shit, bro. And then she gonna do the same as they all do the same as like. But I have multiple female friends that tell me like, you know, real relationships, years, all that. Like, oh yeah, and I don't know if this them being hoes or not. I'm like, I'll say no names or anything, but. They'd be like, oh, yeah, I had to go fuck this nigga because shit, I was too in my feelings about this nigga. I had to. Now I feel better. I'm like, what the fuck? And I done heard this shit multiple times, bro. Like, it's not one time, not two. Like, I didn't heard this shit over 10 times. And I'm just like, wow, bro, this is just fucked up out here. Like, damn, like, I got no hope in this baby world, man. I don't know if it's the age. I don't know what it is, but it's fucked up out here, man.
No, it is. It kind of go from both sides where it's neither side has no morals no more. Everybody just moving. And one of the biggest issues I think Offset has is that he has no sexual discipline. And I think his, in a way, he might have had like low self-esteem. And I'm not a damn, I ain't no fucking, we're not experts, right? But I do think that in a lot of ways, there was a lot of shit in him that needed to be fixed because I do think that Cardi B was all in. I don't think she was out here because the way she was moving, it was like, I don't know for a fact, but from the optics, looking from the outside, it looked like she was all in, but she was trying to do whatever she could to make her family work. And then all of a sudden now, you know, she's to this point to where she's like, you know, fuck this.
Yeah, so much humiliation, but I wouldn't be surprised if she go back either. Niggas find that way to get back in. I ain't gonna lie to you. That's one thing. Niggas gonna find that way. It's gonna be the same shit. It's gonna be the same shit even if she do get back. Won't get caught cheating again. She got another man. It's the same shit.
Yeah, I mean, I do agree with you, Tess, with Cardi, man. She, the way she was moving, because like once everybody found out she was like a stripper, like I was expecting some shit to pop off, and we've been years still waiting. You see what I'm saying? But like they say too, they're better at covering it than dudes. You know what I mean? Because they don't want that business all out there. Dudes don't care. They'll say anything. But I thought she was all in too. Because I mean, I had to give her the benefit of the doubt. And I know what you're saying. You're just like, I'm 100%. But what you're trying to say is, from the optics, like you're saying, like for the most part, it looked like she was all in, right? She was bought in. But like you said, you can't speak 100%.
So it's funny because I seen this TikTok, and this girl was saying women being better at cheating is not a fact. She said that men just don't care as much as women do. And I kind of laughed, but it made sense when she was like breaking it down, because she was like, as a man, we have a little bit of arrogance in us to where we believe like, oh, no, nah, I'm that dude. Like, my girl ain't gonna be out here cheating, so you don't go ahead and you don't check her stuff anyway. Women will go and they'll check your stuff just because they think away. But men a lot of times won't go ahead and check the woman's stuff.
Yeah, man, we dumb when it comes to cheating too. We, my men, really dumb as shit. Motherfucker leaving location on the motherfucker. Do all type of dumb shit. Do dumb shit.
Nah, they are better, man. You know how much time like I got caught. Like I have a female friend that always say, like, dog, why you keep saving shit in your fucking phone? And I'm like, it's my life. I don't want to forget about it, right? I
I'm
don't know. It
screaming.
gets that
I'm
arrogant too.
screaming. That nigga said, I don't want to forget about it. I
No,
was screaming.
not like that. Like, it's not like you got videos and I mean, it'd just be a
No, I ain't
conversation
saying
like.
like that, though. I ain't saying like that neither. I'm just saying, I feel you, though, bro. I get it at the same
But
time.
anybody that done cheated know exactly what the fuck you meant.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it'd be conversations, man. It's like, I don't know. But yeah, I think we're more sloppy, man. Back to the subject. We're way more sloppy because we're not deleting it. Just like you're saying, you're saying the same thing, but in transverse, right? I mean, in reverse. Because a female, what we're saying is they're better at it, because if they can get ahead of it, right? If they go into your phone and get ahead of it, regardless, they're getting ahead of it. So, well, you cheated this time, and that time, right? So you do catch them texting someone and be like, you've been cheating the whole damn time.
Something. Now we ought to hold that topic real quick. Shout out. What's the craziest time you done caught somebody cheating or you got cheated? What's the craziest story?
Hold on, what's that?
What's the craziest story you done got caught cheating or you done caught somebody cheating?
Man, I mean, I have a bunch of them. I ain't never catch somebody cheating on me. I mean, I know they probably did, but I'm sloppy. I'm gonna be
Have
honest.
you ever got caught red-handed?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Listen, I can't even find my phone right now for my daughter. She took the phone and everything. I'm talking about everything up in that motherfucker. She said, take the phone, take a picture with like a chick that I'm with, because I was even saving pictures and shit. Send it to me,
Send
like,
it to you, yeah.
I'd be like, yo, that, I'd be
They
like, yo,
gotta
that
take
fuck.
their pictures. They gotta have the proof. That'd be receipts. They gotta have the receipts.
I'd be like, nah, man, that's my own girl. We cool with it. So you tell your home girl you're trying to fuck her more? You know what I mean? That'd be crazy, man.
Yeah, crazy, man. What about you, Ted?
I thought that I ain't going through that shit again, man. I'll look back at it now in retrospect. Like, I didn't care about people. Like, I cared about their feelings, but like I didn't care to that fact where, why put them through all that? You know what I mean? So like, I'm older, man. Like, I'm do myself thing. I don't even go out there no more. I don't do shit. Just chill.
Nah.
But what about you?
I was gonna say for myself, like in previous relationships, I haven't been caught like cheating. I don't do that no more, right? But I haven't been caught cheating before, and I caught people cheating also. And I think that's the most eye-opening experience. I think every young man should experience that at least once. I think you should, like, sadly, everybody should get cheated on like once. You say you know exactly what you're voting.
I feel the same way. I feel every man, I ain't gonna lie, it's not a good thing to say. I feel every man should get they feelings hurt by a female for sure, and go to jail. I don't want you to go to jail, but I just feel like everybody need the experience to not do that
some,
shit.
Some lessons I don't need to learn firsthand. I can learn secondhand.
Well, if you know off bills, then you good. You can control it, but the cheating shit you can't control. You know what I'm saying? You can't control the woman cheating. If she feels a certain type of way, then that's how she feels. She's going to move how she feels.
Yeah, I mean,
I've been to the point to where, like, you know, the girl, she done had her phone flipped upside down. You know, you thought y'all was, like, rocking for real. Like, y'all were calling it, like, a relationship. And then you just so happen to see something just pop up on the phone, and then you snatch the phone away, and then you run into the car, lock the door, and you checking through the phone and shit. Like, that's the same shit I done been through, man.
Yeah, we know how to be there, man.
Damn. I mean, I've never been through that, but that's what I'm trying to get at, right? So after you do know, like, obviously when I was told, that means I think dudes go through like a breakup way harder than chicks think dudes do, man. Like, we go through it on some real shit. Like, I'm gonna be honest, man. Like, and it's every time, I don't even need to be in like a real, real serious relationship. It's just when a chick be like, listen, I ain't fuck with you no more, or I'm fucking with this person now. That shit is like, I don't know, like a Mike Tyson punch to the stomach, man. That shit's fucked up. You feel fucked up, like, damn, I'm not, well, I can't project on everyone, man. I'll be like, damn, I ain't good enough, man. Like, that's all.
Man, that shit that happened to me so many times, not really like a girlfriend or nothing, but like women that I didn't talk to, and I, man, that shit happened so many, I'm in love with that shit. Like, at this point, it's go ahead. I really like the type of dude now. I really want you to go do that. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead. Like, I put emphasis on it. Like, maybe you should fuck with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, at this point, you know what I'm saying? Because ain't no, you know, like, bro, you got to think his hands out here. I call them hands because they hands. But they send money all day, you know what I'm saying? They do ham shit, you know, and you can't compete with that type of ham shit, man. So you gotta go. You know what I told him? I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I don't even care if you bleep it out. I don't care, man. I told him this one, because this at the point that day I met. I told him, I say, send me 200. Is this what they say to me? Cash at me 200 real quick. I said, man, my other cash at me 200. I can't compete with that. When you can't get gone. That's how I deal with them now, man. You know what I'm saying? Shit. They gonna say it to you. A female will say that to you.
No, they will.
My other bitch do this. Like, okay, now they sick. They hurt now because they ain't doing that.
You really just hit something at me, right? Because they do that shit. Like,
come on, man. You gotta play that way.
You don't do another man will. Like, bye.
Mm-hmm. They just said their money to you. You just gotta find them.
Hey.
It's a lot of people in this world, man. So why all y'all females out there playing the fuck out of crazy? Hey, we got the same treatment. And it's really, what, 10 to 1, 9 to 1 or something? It's way more women. So therefore, we having more motion. And then y'all volume go down after children and age, and we still turn. You know, the older man, he help. That's why all the younger females want the older man that. He know what to do with a woman. Yeah. He know how to, yeah.
Woman, you can't say that.
A woman you like or not, he don't want you no more. I don't know what to do with you.
Right, some dudes get off and that with
drizzle.
The little...
I thought he was going to end it with drizzle.
But yeah.
My bad, I can cut you off.
I ain't going to lie, that was a nice little rant you just gave. However,
because it get real when you get to really get the real life shit, you know, like
Nah, it's funny because soon as the words came out your mouth, I was a little bit triggered because it was like, that's the first thing they try to do is they try to be like, yeah, such and such did this for me. Or,
But listen, dog, to be honest with you, 9 times out of 10, the females like that. They like that other female is on you. Like, it's crazy, man.
no, they do. Absolutely.
A lot of
So I
like
think,
drama, a lot of them.
and sadly, nah, I ain't really about to get into my toxic bag today. I don't feel like getting in an argument in my house. But
Yeah, if they got something to do with you, then don't really speak on it, but just speak from experience. You know what I'm saying?
nah, just so from experience, because this has nothing to do with like my current relationship. But sometimes you do have to show them like I'm still that guy. Like you have to go out there and you still got to prove that I'm still like that dude that people
Like
look for.
how you think I bagged you, baby? I'm him. And I really was only with you because I my other one, I got bored. You know what I'm saying? Hey man, I'm gonna talk my shit.
Not nothing, but you're all right though. I think they project a lot, right? As in what they would want from you, right? So, like with the even with that cheating shit, like if they do like they would talk, they always talk about, well, I got this person, or I can go to this, or you know what I mean? That's what they want from you. Like, do you have these options, right? They're looking at you. That's the way I look at it.
Not
So.
knowing, I not knowing, I'm the biggest option. I got 1,000 options over there. You ain't even know. You got two. I got the 2,000. I'm just saying, like this is how I really get. You really have to, like, I'll be having to get, like, bro. I ain't got. I don't want to speak on nothing I didn't deal with, but I bet there's some shit where, yeah, I had to really show a bitch, bro.
We're gonna pivot a little bit, right? Because this is a topic that I really wanted to bring to y'all, because we are from, the inner city, right? I want to play this video, and then I'm gonna give you guys a little bit of backstory because I think it'll be a little bit better to set it up this way.
I'm about to say it.
He talking about the Young Dolph situation. Hey, Pat, I'm gonna need you to go ahead and fast forward through this a little bit.
Gonna make y'all mad about Young Dolph, but I don't get the takes. Everybody talking about how the killers or they're being interviewed, all these videos are coming out like, oh, he killed because his daughter's birthday was coming up and he wanted to pay for his daughter's birthday and he wanted to get some drugs and woody woody woo. And I know I talk a lot of shit about these rappers and things they rap about and the life they portray. But when it comes to Young Dolph, I actually love me some Young Dolph. I liked everything about him, like the clean appearance, like he family man, community man, took care of his kids, just took the type of guy who would just take care of business. You know, that was at least the image that was out there. But he died because of the life that he lived. Everybody know, like, under all that I just said was a street nigga. Either he was still living like that or he had lived like that. Y'all can get on social media and act as if your past doesn't matter. In all facets of life, your past is literally the only thing that matters. Oh, but I'm a changed person and woody woody woo. You current day, you're just a conglomeration of everything you've done in the past. If you was a killer, stealer, drug dealer, whatever, the trucks getting shot up and all, 100 shots, all that, they wasn't shooting at him because he, oh, I think he prettier than me, so I'm gonna shoot at him. Nah, he was into some shit. He was loved, but he was into some shit. He had ops. I think he had ops because they just hating on him. No, I'm sure he did some treacherous shit back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Everybody in that life has probably taken part in some shit where somebody. They got the upper hand on somebody and somebody mad at him. You feel me? But at the end of the day, that was just his past. If he had got out of the streets totally and all that was just his past following him. Hey, I think y'all are so shocked and this shit is so jarring because y'all truly believe somebody could just flip a page and turn over a new leaf and none of that shit gonna matter no more. Whether it's a woman who used to be a hoe and now she go to church and shit, or a guy who used to be in them streets. Dying because he used to be in them streets after he done turned his life over and everything. Your past follows you. Like, nope.
He's just gonna keep reiterating the point, right? So, first off, I just want to ask y'all, what y'all think of that video? Like, do you think that what he was saying was pretty accurate? Like, do you think he was like spot on?
I think he did on. I mean, he ain't saying nothing wrong. Still waiting for it.
First off, damn, I had put the I put the phone down. I'm down there forgetting what we was talking about. All I know, he was talking about Dolph, and
he was pretty much just saying, yeah, like your past matters, and Dolph got killed because of his past catching up to him. Even though he had did a lot of good shit after he got out the streets.
Oh yeah. It's past, man. He for sure. I love Dolph, bro. I'm a Dolph fan, bro. It's past for some part of what. I ain't gonna say his past, bro. This should have majority to do with CMG, bro. I've been watching. I watched the trial as it go live. I watched it, bro. That whole case was fucked up. They did all that shit for $800. Like, the whole case fucked up, man. And it's fucked up, bro. The whole little situation, bro. Because think about it, bro. Dolph probably would have gagged that shit. The two dudes that killed him. Like, bro, y'all got $800 out the deal, bro.
So, all right, so a lot of street people are mad at him for his take, or people that grew up in the hood are mad at him for his take. Because one, he's married to a white woman and he grew up with two parents in the suburbs, right? And so y'all just said that the message was good. Do you still think it's good knowing that he's a dude that comes from the suburbs?
What are you talking about?
So the
dude that's speaking on the shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, he don't know what the fuck you talking about at the end. If I would have seen what the fuck you talking about, about his past, I mean, I guess, but you got to think, Dolph, they got shot several times. That was his third time getting shot. Like, not third bullet, but his third occasion getting shot. He got shot about four or five times, and every time it was because of CMG. But it got nothing to do with his past. That shit was on the richer level. That's when he got money. It was rich nigga beef. Is all over female that don't look worth shit. Like, this is crazy. The whole shit was crazy. Hey,
man, I agree with them wholeheartedly, man. Like, because to this day, right, man, it's a lot of shit I used to do as a kid that still to this day, it's who I am, right? Innately who I am. So, for an example, just something small as in shit I used to do. We used to be in high school and we used to steal a lot from this gas station. I think we was having this conversation. We steal a lot from this gas station. And still to this day, man, I might go to, you know, the store and I'm like, man, I could easily just take this shit, right? But I have to think about where I work at now, right? And I'm just like, nah, I can't do that. If you didn't grow up doing that shit, you wouldn't know. If you didn't get away with it so much, you wouldn't know. It's still some even like, sometimes I go out and somebody say something to me because of my past, right? Because how I used to have to react in my past if someone says something to you a certain way. And now I react and then I catch myself like, dog, you're not living like that anymore. So yes, I mean, your past, you are a compilation of what your past is, regardless of what you think. Another example, right? My homeboy was fighting these dudes down the street. I didn't know them. I didn't know they were like two blocks. They lived two blocks down. I mean, that's just the way Philly's kind of set up. Sometimes you know people. And some people will live two blocks away. You don't even know. But anyways, they were scrapping at the bottom of my block, right? So I see a dude that I went to school with. I don't know these dudes, right? They ain't going to come to my neighborhood because that's how I look at it, right? You ain't, even though I really don't fuck with these dudes, these motherfuckers, I don't know. So I went down there, started throwing hands. Listen, I'll tell you, it's been like, that was, I'll say about 20 years ago. I went back home to Philly, I would say about 5 years. And one of my homeboys told me, like, hey, homeboy said he's still trying to throw them hands with you because you came in there and punched him in his face. That's my motherfucking past catching back up with me, man. You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't even know what he looked like. That was crazy. I don't even know what he looked like. So at any point, this man could have just walked up on me and just given me the business, and I wouldn't even know. But yeah, I mean, that's what I said. I don't think nothing he said was wrong. Me personally, regardless of where the fuck you're from, you know what I mean? Your past is who you are. You know what I mean?
So I'm gonna kind of present the other side of the argument. So the biggest thing was all right, let me back up, right? So first and foremost, just me being heavy in the church and being a Christian, I strongly believe that, you know, I do believe that you can be forgiven for the things that you've done. However, people don't forget, right? Like, you can be forgiven by your Lord and Savior, but people on earth, they don't forget, right? But the other side of the argument was that, you know, if you've never had to be in a situation to where, you know, you had to struggle for real, or you had to get everything on your own, then you can't really speak on, you know, how these people have to live out, like how the people in the streets have to live. He said, because you could never even fathom the different things that these people are, you know, going through.
Exactly. So for him to be spoon-fed speaking on some little street shit is like, it's crazy. It's crazy. If you ain't, if you're not from that life, you live in this music, listening to all this shit. He, like I said, he don't even know what the hell he's talking this word, bro. That had nothing to do with no past, man. That's not. Yeah. Anywho, I agree with you though, Tess, man. That yeah, for sure.
I mean, we're all gonna have different perspectives. I mean, I agree with them, regardless of where the fuck he's from. That's just like you saying, if you're not about money, if you didn't come from money, you can't talk about money. It's the same shit, right? If you get a little bit of...
You for sure can speak on some shit. You can speak on it all day, but does it make 100% fucking sense? Like, a motherfucker that's getting money can be talking this $1 million shit and ain't never seen $1 million, and then a millionaire can look at him like, shut the fuck up. But yeah, you getting money, but sure ain't getting money. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, dog, listen to this, though, man. Listen to this. One more example. A street nigga, a nigga that's in the streets and got a motherfucker that's a real killer. He looking at you like, oh, you ain't on shit. You ain't done shit. I got bodies. You know, so it's levels to everything. I get what you're saying for sure, bro.
But, all right. So let's take it to the music, right? You have real killers out here. Real killers that can't put words on paper for shit. Then you're going to have a motherfucker like Drake or Rick Ross that saying they don't have no street cred, and they can make that shit look like they've been killing forever. So what I'm trying to say is, you don't have to live the life sometimes, man. You, as long as you learn enough, you can partake in it. Like a lot of these dudes, like say now Jay-Z, you should be like, this dude should never been rich. He didn't come from wealth. This motherfucker is rich, so you can't listen. Just because you didn't come from it, I mean, you can't speak on it, right? You can educate yourself. You know what I mean? And that's how I see it. You can educate yourself. So all this, you ain't from the, you can't speak about it. I mean, to some extent, right? You don't actually know what it feels like, but you have an idea. You know what I mean? You educate yourself enough. That's, again, that's just
me. The only reason, I don't know. So I can agree with the point of view, but I don't necessarily agree with the messenger, right? Because I do think everything that he said was spot on. I do think at the end of the day, your past matters. And it don't matter who you are. Like, sadly, your past matters to people of the earth, right? But the biggest thing is, well, and I do think he can speak on it, but he's just speaking on it from a perspective where he's not very much educated about what he's speaking about. I mean, so I like what B said earlier about the money, right? Where he was talking about the rich motherfucker talking about money and the poor motherfucker talking about money. Yes, they can both talk about money, but they're talking about two completely different perspectives. And he's just speaking on it from a perspective that he don't see the other side. So yes, it sounds good. I mean, coming from where he's coming from. However, the other piece that he's missing is he's never actually been a part of that. So he can't really... He can't relate to it. He can't understand that side of it.
Like, Like, I don't agree with them killing that man. Even 400,000 and none of that. But do I understand? Hell yeah, 100%. We motherfuckers broke. They'd kill you by anything, so.
And that's the sad reality about where we're from. I mean, yes, wrong is wrong, but the thing is, we can always justify wrong. I mean, drug dealing, killing, all that shit is wrong. But then it all depends on who makes the laws, and I'm not even gonna go down this rabbit hole because, yeah, I mean, wrong is wrong, right is right. But it's all about perspective. All right, so what do y'all want to say to the people?
All I gotta say is, man, don't go kill nobody for $800. No. I don't care how many dreams a rich man tell you, how many dreams he sell Don't take $800. Like that should never be a down payment on the body segment or shit. But nah, for real. Stop killing, man. That's all I gotta say.
And what I got is, man, hey, don't date out of your league, man. Listen, if you're dating a chick that makes more than you, dog, you know it's coming to an end, dog. Live it up at live it with the best that you can, man. But don't go out here embarrassing the chick. You know what I mean? Trying to show up. That's my take. Listen. And no, I'm kidding, man. I was about to get on Andrew's show sass again. No, I'm kidding.
All right. First and foremost, I just want to say thank you for anybody that's listened up to this point. We're very grateful to, you know, have you here for this amount of time. I want to say thank you to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I ask that you continue to, you know, just be you, do you. Don't let the world influence you on who it is you need to be. And lastly, I would add a funny little quip here, but I don't think none of the shit we was talking about was funny. All right. This has been another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. We out. Peace.